Just past 11 a.m. this Wednesday morning, multiple fire units were dispatched to a residential structure fire on the 600 block of Montana Road in McKinleyville. Responders included Arcata Fire, Blue Lake Fire, Samoa Fire, Humboldt Bay Fire, Cal Fire, and the Sheriff's Office. Arcata fire crews were the first to arrive on scene and found two homes fully involved. For more details on the response and impact, we spoke with Arcata Fire Chief Chris Emmons.
We had a report of a residential structure fire out on the 600 block of Montana Road. Our first units got on scene and found that a pickup that was fully involved had spread to one house, and a second house, neighboring house, was starting to catch on fire as well. Our first personnel on scene made contact. They were told that someone was still in the house, and they made contact with an occupant of the residence and got them out. They were able to come out on their own. However, they were unaware that the house was on fire, so they got them out. And then as we were getting on scene initially, the Sheriff's Office, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, was there, and they went in and did a secondary search of the rest of the residence and made sure no other occupants or pets were inside, and confirm that, which by them doing that was tremendous help for us, because then the fire resources, the fire personnel, could focus solely on fighting the fire and containing it and making sure it was extinguished quickly.
Emergency responders confirmed that the fire originated from a vehicle and quickly spread to the two homes. The total damage to the homes and vehicle is estimated at $30,000. However, the cause of the fire remains under investigation.
What I can say is I know it came from the vehicle area. I couldn't rule out a number of things. I mean, it could be an electrical issue with the vehicle. It could be an intentional issue. I don't know, because I don't have enough to go off of to prove either way what it was or was not. I just know that basically on my interpretation of the patterns, of the fire patterns on the vehicle, it appeared that it started in or around the front motor compartment area, and then because of the radiant heat, because it got so big, it spread to the one house and then eventually started to catch the second house on fire as well.
Chief Emmons also offered safety tips to help prevent future fires, especially with the changing of season.
Obviously, having ignition sources close to the house, if you have a vehicle parked in a driveway, in this case, the vehicle was close enough to the house that the radiant heat ignited the houses. We always recommend keeping combustibles away from a residence, wood piles, things like that, if at all possible. I don't want to say they were parked too close or anything like that. They were parked legally in their driveway, so I can't really say that that was the issue. But, obviously, if a vehicle is being worked on, you should probably have it worked on by a trained mechanic. If a vehicle's having issues, maybe it might even be as simple as, if it's an electrical issue, disconnecting a battery or something like that. I don't know that that's what the cause was in this case. As far as a residence itself, we always look at things like, don't store hot ashes inside the residence or against the residence, and the reason I say that right now is we're starting to see some cooler week nights, and because of that, people are starting to use their fireplaces and things like that, so they might be, taking ashes. Maybe they had their first fire of the fall, and they put ashes in a plastic bucket instead of a metal bucket, so things like that. We recently just put out some of our safety tips for, cooler weather and things like that, so those are just some of the things off the top of my head, but they're not necessarily specific to this incident.
He urged residents to make sure their chimneys are properly maintained and that homes are prepared for the increased fire risk that comes with colder weather.
Servicing your furnaces and making sure your chimneys and stovepipes are inspected and cleaned if need be. And one thing I will add in is we're bringing back our fire prevention day for the Arcata Fire District, which will have all kinds of tips such as what we're talking about right now that we can provide the public. And that'll be on October 5th from 10 to 2 at our McKinleyville Fire Station. So we'd love to see public come out and learn from us, because we certainly like doing public education.
If you have questions or concerns, you can contact the Arcata Fire District directly at 707-825-2000 or follow Arcata Fire on social media.